Would you have anything specific to say? Oh, wait, hold on. There you go. Go ahead. She's got nothing to say. All right.
Mila actually just doesn't want me to say goodbye to you guys.
I was actually silencing her.
She just won't turn my mic on.
Forcibly silencing her.
Jeez.
Yes. So we're going to say goodbye and introduce there's going to be a very new DJ. Not very new, but like obviously new for this hour. And yeah, so goodbye, guys. This is Mila and Mia with Mooms and Loose. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Right.
What is up, guys? It is me, Janie. I had to check that the headphones were working. Okay, everything is working, guys. Don't be alarmed. My name is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back. Okay, and you might be a little bit confused because my name is Janie and my show is usually every other Friday at 1 a.m. But I've picked up this prime spot, and now we're listening at in the evening, in the early evening, which is super nice. And I've decided to continue my series instead of waiting until next Friday because I am impatient. so today, oh, and also to address a few concerns from my last episode, I now have sources. Okay, you can now quote me on information. Shout out to my loyal and faithful listeners to pointing that out, that maybe I should have facts that can be cited. So that's what I have now. I have a document of notes. I know it's kind of fancy. It's kind of official. Yeah, okay, so the song you just heard was Euphoria. And Euphoria is really good. Like, I'm sure you could hear that, but in case you were wondering, it's really good. It's Jungkook's solo song, one of his... So technically they all have solo songs on the album Wings, so this is his technically second solo song. This was the intro to Love Yourself Answer, which is the last installment in the Love Yourself series. It came out August 24th, 2018. And let me tell you guys, big deal, okay? Because they just hit new heights with Love Yourself Tier. And now they're hitting us with, like, a crazy repackage. This album has, I think, like, 26, 27 songs on it. Most of them are repeats from... It's, like, it has all the songs from the other two mini-albums, plus a few extras and a bunch of remixes. All of which are not super amazing, except for the Fake Love, like, deep rock, like, something remix. Because that one is crazy. They play that on stage when they perform, and it hits really hard. So the solo songs we've listened to already, Serendipity by Jimin, Singularity by V, and then Euphoria by Jungkook, the last four members, their solo songs are in this album, and we'll be listening to them almost exclusively. There are a few others in there, but we'll catch all of them. Partly because I think they're some of, like, the best songs in this series. They're just so good. Yeah, so the next song we're going to listen to is Idol. And if you were alive during 2018, you probably know this song. The summer of 2018, this song took the world by storm. And what I'm going to be playing, not just the normal Idol song, and this might blow some of your minds, the Idol where Nicki Minaj is featured. Sorry, what? Repeat, Nicki Minaj. 2018, this is 2018, okay? And, like, BTS is big, not that big, though. When this came out, I was like, what the heck? This is, like, what a crazy collab, okay? So they released this collaboration version on September 6th, so I think half a month later. Oh, and let me hit you with some of these facts, why don't I? So this album debuted number one in South Korea and the U.S. and a few other places, and it was the first Korean album to receive gold certification in the U.S. And, you know... I know nowadays it feels like, oh, the American market, we got so much Korean music over here. It was not that long ago where we didn't have none, had none at all, which is crazy to think about. But this is when, and I know I said this last time, but it stays true. This is when BTS started blowing up in the U.S. Not necessarily award-wise. That happened more recently with, like, Dynamite and the English songs, TM. But they really hit Korea hard with these and simultaneously hit the U.S., which I feel like is kind of rare, because oftentimes, like, groups will either, like, they'll hit the U.S. market and be like, this song is mostly in English, it's for the U.S. market, or they'll hit the Korean market really hard because the U.S. market doesn't know who they are, you know? But this one was, like, dual kapow. Yeah, sorry, but you know what I mean, right? So anyway, okay, so the next song, and I know I did sets of two last time, I don't think that's going to work for this one, because I purposely made this playlist nice and short so I'd have a lot of time to talk, a lot of time to chat, because there's a lot of things to say. So I might have to check in after every song. I probably won't do that the whole time, but I'm going to be checking in after this next one, because this next one is Idol. Crazy. Buckle in, guys. I'm excited for you to hear this. Okay, here we go. Again, bear with me on the transitions, guys. This is a tough one. Okay. We'll be right back.
Can't call me artist. Can't call me idol. 아니면 다른 뭐라 해도 idol.
What's good, Korea? Isn't that crazy? Okay, now that I've thoroughly shattered any Sleepy Sunday vibes, apologies, but that was crazy, was it not? And you know the lyric where it's like Gucci but don't shop there? Funnily enough, for the Idol music video, all seven members got custom Gucci suits. And in Suga's, they put like tags with their names on it. They misspelled his name and wrote Sugar, which is hilarious. And you might, Janie, how do you know that? I watched it behind the scenes, don't worry. So that was Idol featuring Nicki Minaj. And for those of you who don't know, Idol was kind of like the concept of the album. Well, okay, the concept of the music video for Idol in particular was like kind of like Korean heritage culture vibes. So there was a lot of like references to like Korean architecture and like Korean culture. in a way that now is very prevalent in K-pop, but this was kind of like the first of its kind. This was really the first time that a K-pop artist did this in an impactful way, I would say. Then we later get Blackpink doing kind of the same thing with Kill This Love, I think, and then like a bunch of others. But this was the first. Let me just say, BTS paved the way. Sorry, that was a little bit cringy, guys. But it remains true. And so after they dropped this music video and dropped this album, they went on tour, the Love Yourself tour. And let me tell you, this tour was crazy. It was like the tour to be at. They timed it so that like they did all of Korea, and by the time they came to America, they were like promoting the album in America. They performed, according to my notes, on America's Got Talent, The Tonight Show, and Good Morning America. And you might be like, America's Got Talent? Yeah, they performed for the semifinals? I didn't know they had like performances by people that were not competing on that show, but apparently they did. They also were on the Graham Norton show when they were in the UK, and they were on it with Whoopi Goldberg, and Whoopi Goldberg gave Jungkook the shirt, like the overshirt she was wearing, and then there's a picture of him later at the airport wearing the shirt. Crazy. Like, what? I feel like they kind of hit like a sweet spot in this era where they were famous but not that famous, so they could really get away with doing a lot of fun stuff, you know? Like, nowadays, they can't really do too much. They can't really step foot anywhere without, like, having, like, needing, like, riot gear. But it's crazy. They did a lot of stuff here. They also swept Asia with this at the award shows, at the end of year award shows. There's, like, grand awards, basically, like, best album or, like, best music, the best song, like, these kind of, like, big awards. And they won a ton, which is new for them because typically, like, winning one of those big awards is seen as, like, you've made it, you know? There's a lot of, like, quantification in K-pop. So there's, like, you win on music shows, which is, like, every week, like, when you release new music, there's, like, performances on TV, and then you can, like, win that week, right? So there's that kind of first win that's, like, a really big deal when you're a rookie, and then you, like, go on to, like, win smaller awards at the big award shows, and then you win, like, the big award, and that's kind of, like, you did it, you know? And then once a group gets really popular, they kind of win the awards over and over again. So at the time, BTS was having a lot of beef with EXO. And not them, the fans. But EXO was super popular in Korea at the time. And a lot of the argument was like, BTS doesn't have this many awards, yada, yada, yada. Because EXO had won a lot of awards at that point. So BTS won their first big award for, I think they won like New Rookie when they were still like a year in, and that was like at a smaller one. And then they won an award for The Most Beautiful Woman in Life, an album I mentioned last time if you tuned in. And this time they won like best group, best song, best everything. And they performed Idol at MMA, which is the Melon Music Awards. Melon is like Spotify, but in Korea, I think. And they went crazy because this performance like still haunts me. You know how I was talking about that last performance where they're like doing the marionette thing? This is like this, that, but like crazier. Okay, because they did, to keep with the Korea theme, J-Hope, Jimin, and Jungkook each did like individual performances that like led into their performance of Idol. And J-Hope did like a dance with like drums, and there was like he was in this giant scaffolding thing, like super high off the stage. Actually, it kind of looked a little dangerous, but that was super crazy. And then Jimin did this like crazy fan dance. And I'm realizing now I should have looked it up, but Jungkook did a dance where it's like they have like the white cloth on their hands and they do the dance with that. He did one of those. That was really crazy. And then they performed Idol on a giant tiger. Yeah, that's what I said. Crazy. All right. So that's kind of what we're working with Idol. It's very like big, very in your face. Which I feel like the rest of this album is kind of not. Because the whole point of this series is that it's very, like, artistic. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, guys. Just trust me on this, okay? I was talking about the lore and the philosophy last time. It's really coming full circle here. Because, again, it's called Love Yourself Answers. So the answer is you love yourself, you know? You know what? Let's just get into the next couple tracks. Because the next couple tracks are Trivia Just Dance, Trivia Love, and Trivia Seesaw. respectively J-Hope, RM's, and Suga's solo songs. I love these songs so much, and you can really hear each of their respective styles in the songs. Guys, just trust me. And the performances for these go crazy. So I'm just going to stop talking now and play these next three songs, and I'll check back in after and I'll do some more talking. Okay, so enjoy. Okay, jeez. Okay, hold on. Transition.
날 돌지만 내 맘 같은 게 하나 그냥 느껴져 해가 뜨고 나면 꼭다리 뜨듯이 손톱이 자라듯 겨울이 오면 나무들이 하늘하늘 옷을 벗듯이
넌 나의 기억을 추억으로 바꿀 사람 사람을 사랑으로 만들 사람 널 알기 전 내 심장은 온통 직성뿐이던 거야
난 그냥 살아 살아 살아
넌 나의 모든 목소리 잠시
나를 살아 살아 살아
만들어 만들어
우리 살아 살아 살아
저 무슨 위만한 직선에서
내 살아 살아 살아
그 위에 살짝 앉은 한 수 I live so I love I live so I love Shit. I do an O. 너 때문에 알았어 왜 사람과 사랑이 비슷한 소리가 나는지 You make live to a lie Live to a lie 너 때문에 알았어 왜 사람이 사랑을 하며 살아가 하는지 I want you 거리 멀지만 JKLMN PQRST 모든 글자 건 넌 내가 내게 닿지 화려한 애도 똑같은 소리가 나잖아 그렇다고 내가 넌 아니지만 너의 직장의 일부가 되고파 너의 소설에 난 참견하고파 연으로
난 그냥 살아 살아 살아
넌 나의 모든 목소리 잠시
나를 살아 살아 살아
으로 만들어 만들어
우리 살아 살아 살아
저 무슨 위마른 직선에서
내 살아 살아 살아
그 위에 살짝 앉은 하트 I live so I love I live so I love
Yeah, it's okay. 지친 만큼 지쳐서 때려 이런 병행이 됐네. 이런 병행을 바란 건 아닌데 처음에는 누가 더 무거운지 사랑하면 서로를 바라보며 웃지. 이제는 누가 무거운지를 두고 경쟁을 하게 되었네. 들여다오면 부시 누군가는 결국 이곳에서 내려가 또 지날 듯하네. 가식 섞인 서로를 위한 어축다하는 말로 이젠 결정이 안 돼. 서로 마음이 없다면 서로 생각 안 했다면 oh, 우리가 이리도 질질 끌었을까. 이제 마음이 없다면 이 시소위는 위험해 위험해 내 생각 더는 말고 Alright 반복된 신스킨 이제서야 끝을 내버려 해. Alright 지겨운 신스킨 누군간 여기서 내려야 돼. 할 순 없지만 바람 내가 없는 이 시선 위를 걸어 허락하렴 네가 없던 처음의 그때처럼 허락하렴 네가 없는 이 시선 위를 걸어 허락하렴 네가 없는 이 시선 다시 내려. Alright 반복된 시스템 이제서야 끝을 내버려 해. Alright 지겨운 시스템 누군간 여기서 내려야 돼. 할순 없지만 누가 내려도 맞지. 서로 놓지 말고 그저 마음 가는 대로 질질 끌지 말고 이제 내려도 맞지. 그저 내보자고 반복되는 시선 게임 이제 그만해. 허락하렴 네가 없는 내 시선 위를 걸어 허락하렴 네가 없는 처음에 허락하렴 네가 없는 내 시선 위를 걸어 허락하렴 네가 없는 내 시선에서 내려.
Hey guys, I'm back. Okay, so that last song, Trivia Seesaw, wow, right? Am I right? Okay, so Yoongi, or Suga to the common folk, but Yoongi, he is not known for dancing. He's not the dancing kind. He kind of, like, during his rap parts in the song, he kind of, like, stands still and raps, you know? Not to say he's not a good dancer. He is. He would have to be to keep up, you know? Sorry, this microphone is running away. It's a little suspicious. Okay, anyway, I got it. So, he is not a dancing guy. So, when they went on tour and the first time he performed this, it went crazy viral because he started dancing and everyone flipped out. They couldn't believe it. And now, if you've been around the block a couple of times, this might ring a bell. 1905-18? Yeah, yeah. So basically what happens is when, like, people post fan cams, they'll include the date as a series of numbers. But it's, like, the not American kind. So it's, like, the day, month, and then the year. So this is... Okay, I'm not even going to try and decipher. But just know that that's a date, right? And... that fan cam went so viral. I saw a video where they were like quizzing, like, are you a real BTS fan? And they asked the question, like, what is the date that is attached to this fan cam? And both of them guessed it. And I was like, that's really real. He's wearing like a red glittery suit and dancing. And see, when I say that, it doesn't sound that cool, but trust me, it was really cool. So Trivia Seesaw, there's also a woman singing in that, if you caught that. Something rare and unusual for BTS songs. That is actually former Big Hit producer Adora. And Big Hit was the name of the company at the time. Now it is HYBE. That's a whole separate thing. Adora now makes music of her own, and it really hits. I'm sure I'll play it at some point. So shout out to her for doing great work on this album with them. And then just to backtrack a little bit, Trivia Love. My favorite out of the three. I know I said J-Hope was my favorite. This doesn't mean he's any less my favorite, but Trivia Love is my favorite one. Because this is, you know how like Taylor Swift fans are like, she's a poet? RM is a poet. Because the like repeating phrases in the song, right? Okay, excuse my one semester of Korean here, but 사랑 and 사람, 사랑 meaning love and 사람 meaning people, obviously they rhyme, right? Like, I guess... Well, they rhyme. You know what I mean? They sound very similar. So he's basically saying that, like, to be a person is to love. And then he's doing all this, like, crazy rhyme structure stuff that I'm not familiar with. Also, disclaimer that I should have said at the beginning, I know nothing about music, like the technicality of music. Like, I basically, if it sounds good, that's why I'm enjoying it, in case that didn't come through earlier. So disclaimer on that. But I really love that song. Just Dance is super cool. He wears really cool sunglasses when he dances it, and there's like these like huge cannons that like shoot out. I think in the first edition, like the first round of the tour, it's confetti. In the second round of the tour, I think it's like these, it's like smoke. Speaking of the second round of the tour, so after they do the initial arena tour, they do a stadium tour. And the Love Yourself Stadium Tour, and I know I said the Love Yourself first tour is where it's at. This is where it's at. Because, first of all, it's the one that I went to. Shout out to my mother and my aunt for taking me. Like, the best experience of my life. But they performed a lot of the same songs, but they added, it was like kind of plus one of their newer albums. And also, they like amped up every performance. Like, in Serendipity, Jimin comes up in this like clear plastic bubble, and then he pops it and he comes out and dances, and Jungkook swings around on this giant thing like Pink. It's crazy. And Taehyung comes up on like a bed that he does. Yeah, it's crazy. I think for, they also like, they're like, wow, just anyway, I was a huge fan of that concert, because it was one, it was so long, and there were so many people there, and it was so much fun. I highly recommend. They played all the great songs. I'm just a huge fan. All right. And on that note, let's do a quick transition and do the PSA before I forget. And today's PSA is on public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even if it wasn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise, fresh air, and just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And you might be wondering, Janie, why did you pick this PSA? Great question. Because today I was going to church, and I get on the train. I'm going from Copley to Babcock Street. Oh my gosh, the phone. Do I have to answer that? Okay, wait. Oh, okay. Guys, hold on. I have to answer this phone. I'm going to play the next song and answer this phone while I figure this out. Okay? I'll be back. I'm just fine. 걱정 마.
이제 우주 수익권 이 목소리를 모두 알아주니까
I'm so fine, you're so fine 슬픈 상처는 모두 다 이미 지나가 두목에 대한 새내 웃음에 보내주자고 We so fine, I'm so fine, you're so fine 우리들 미래는 기쁨만 가득할 테니 걱정은 접어둔 채 이제 즐겨 수고했습니다
차가운 내 심장은 날 부르는 법을 잊었지만 외롭지 않은 걸 괜찮아, 괜찮아 캄캄한 밤 어둠은 잠든 꿈을
What is up, gang? So sorry for that interruption. It was my first time taking a call. That is my bad. Okay, hopefully you did not hear me answer it. You're not supposed to. I don't know how that went, and I'm very sorry. But to get back on track, what was I saying before? Okay, yes, we finished talking about the trivias. They're all really cool and really amazing. I went to the tour. Yes, okay. That song you just heard was I'm Fine, and they performed that song along with Idol whenever they did, like, their American performances, and I don't know if you caught that, but there's, like, a beginning sequence. That sequence is from an earlier song, Save Me, one of their best title tracks, and you might be like, why would they do that? Well, they have this thing, like a logo for Save Me, and when it's inverted, it says I'm Fine. Yeah. That's kind of crazy. So again, this is like kind of the connection of the lore and such, connecting it back to the most beautiful moment in life. This next track, Epiphany, also has similar connections. So Epiphany is Jin's solo song, and Epiphany kind of rocked the world. Because one thing about Jin, he actually did not sing or dance before joining BTS, training to join BTS. He was in acting school, and then he got scouted on the street, and he was like, why not? And then he learned to sing and dance. So when they debuted, he was not very good at singing or dancing. Well, he was pretty good at singing, but he wasn't very good at dancing. But by this point in 2018, he's getting really good, you know? And this is kind of, Awake was his first solo song from the Wings album, and that went crazy. But this time, he brought the real firepower. Like, he was not kidding around. It's also really sad. Well, sad as in, like sad happy. It's sad, like, he's having an epiphany, is really, you know? So, anyway, they release a concept video with Epiphany. And it's basically in the original BTS universe, right? The plot is essentially, they were all friends, I explained this last time, but I'll do a quick recap. They were all friends in high school, they all kind of split up after high school. Jin comes back from abroad school in America, again, not real Jin, character Jin, and all of them have kind of split up. He goes to find all of them, but in the process of finding all of them, they somehow all die, right? And he's like, oh my goodness, he makes a deal with this mystical cat, trust me, and he gets stuck in a time loop on the same day, April 11th. and he has to save all of them. But he realizes he can't really save all of them because there's six of them, so he can't quite get to them all in time. So he, like, ends up figuring out, like, who to send after the other, and, like, it's, like, a whole thing, right? But surprise twist, he goes back to the, like, the high school room that they always used to hang out in, and he finds a journal. Whose journal is that? It's his dad's journal. The dad, by the way, is like an evil corporate dad. So, like, he's kind of the antagonist of Jin's story. And he finds his dad's journal. Surprise, his dad was also stuck in a time loop, and the journal is like a documentation of everything that went wrong. And Jin is like, mind being blown, right? And my mind is also being blown. And I was like, looking back, I was like, what? Like, how does that make any sense? But don't think about it too hard, okay? Don't think about it too hard. So Jin finds that journal. And then in this flash forward Epiphany concept video, it's like him kind of like leaving the journal behind and like putting that behind, escaping the time loop. A lot of these things are implied. Escaping the time loop, learning to love himself, and, like, you know, that's kind of the vibe. There's a lot of rain in the video. Him, like, there's, like, it's, like, overlays of him and a lot of doing a lot of different things. And then, like, guys, I can't explain the video correctly. You're going to just have to watch it if you want to. But just trust me, it was impactful for its time. And he sings it at the piano in the tour. I don't know. I doubt he's actually playing the piano. Because that would be kind of crazy if he was actually playing the piano. I don't think he is. But he's at a piano, right? And he gets a super fancy piano for the stadium tour. And it, like, is on this, like, stadium thing. Okay, that's not what I meant. But, like a pedestal thing. And then he, like, walks up these giant stairs. And then there's, like, rain pouring in the background. And then he sings the, like, big vocal drop. It's, like, crazy. Yeah. And, oh my gosh. Also, you know how I was saying he wasn't very good at the beginning? So he got, like, zero lines. Like, there's this one song, Dope, where he literally has no lines. I think in Spring Day, he also has no lines. So, which is, like, a kind of a point of contention for K-pop groups. Like, a lot of the fans are like, you need equal line distribution. Like, there's, like, this whole thing of, like, videos on YouTube where they track the line distribution as the song is playing, and they, like, show how, like, the percentage of how many lines each person gets. but he... Like, there was at this point becoming kind of a big deal that he wasn't getting a lot of lines, and this is when things start to change for him. So when he dropped the song, people were like, you have to stream Epiphany. So it became kind of a meme, not in a bad way, meme in a good way. Yeah. And then the last song, I might just talk until and then just play them both at the end. Actually, I'll have to stop in for my station ID. So, but besides that, I'll give you everything you need to know. The last song is Answer Love Myself. Little flip, right? sorry, but they play it as the final song in the concert. And, well, they did for the original arena tour, not for the stadium tour. But basically, the structure of the concert was like, boom, big, heavy songs, then like slower songs, and then they finished it with like their banger song, and then they go away, and you think the concert is over, but really you know the concert is not over because they do an encore for every single concert. Like, it's part of the thing. And then they come back out and sing like five more songs. But this time they're wearing like casual, they're like wearing their merch hoodies and stuff, you know, so it's like casual. But this is the final song. This is also kind of a fan song similar to Magic Shop like I played last time, but it's more about like wrapping up the album as a series. And I feel like she really has just such a sense of like finality. Like she's like, it's maybe the most concluding song I've ever heard in my life. It will make sense once you hear it. Like, trust me, it's real. It really has a concluding vibe to it. And I really love this song. So that will be the last song. You'll be able to tell. Again, the concluding vibes. But just, like, wow, guys. I'm really impressed with this album. I love it so much. And, wow, like, I'm just in shock. And, okay, I scheduled a little hot take time into this. So I get 3 minutes of hot takes. And you might be like, Janie, are you sure that's a good idea? BTS hot takes? Yes, it is a good idea because they're not that hot. But okay, so Love Yourself Tear is the first time that BTS gets nominated for a Grammy. And you might be like, what? I never heard of that. And I was like, yeah, because technically it wasn't BTS getting nominated. It was their art director because they got nominated for the album art, which is kind of valid because the album art, it has like these like like one line drawings of flowers, and they like all connect if you lay all the albums out. It's like pretty cool. But that was not like a real nomination for BTS, right? And you might be like, hey, haven't they been on the Grammys so many times since then? Yeah. Have they won any Grammys? No. Okay, they've been nominated 5 times. They're tied for 3rd most nominated pop group. That's insane. They have not won once. And at this point, we're kind of over it, right? Because, like, they, like, put BTS at the end of the Grammys to what the whole Grammys see them, yada, yada, yada. Sick and tired, you know? But, as so, hot takes. What are the Grammys doing? Okay, at this point, it feels a little ridiculous. That wasn't a hot take. That was a cold take. Everyone thinks that, okay? If they're not thinking, maybe they should start thinking. another hot take. Okay. Some people think this album is not a very good album because they think, oh, this is the start of BTS selling out. And here's the thing. Just because the sound gets more American doesn't mean they're selling out, okay? In recent years, with Dynamite, at the start of Dynamite and Butter and Permission to Dance, different conversation, okay? But here, I feel like this album series is really, like, an interesting transition, because it's like how, like, globalizing K-pop was really tough, is really tough, you know, but because it's just like a different kind of pop music. I like to think of it as like polished little rocks, you know, rocks that have been through a tumbler at like the museum where you get this giant thing of rocks you could pick out and put in a little pouch. That's what K-pop songs are like. But like American pop stones or like American indie songs are much more like, you know, rocks by the river. So it's a little bit more unfinished sound, you know what I mean? But like K-pop is very like shiny and produced, so it's like hard to translate that to an American audience, I feel like. And I feel like these three albums start to do that, and that's why people got upset. They're like, why are you pandering to the Americans? Well, if they didn't, they wouldn't be this popular, right? So there's a lot of sides to that coin. I would argue more than two. There's a lot of sides there. But I really like this for sentimental reasons, because it was like some of the first BTS music I listened to. So yeah, hot take. I really love these albums. Okay, so yeah. I guess is it too early to do my station ID? I'm just gonna do my station ID and then play these last two songs, and that'll be it for me. So I'm just gonna sign off really quick. This is Janie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I feel like I'm going to be able to say that super fast by the end of this. But yeah, epiphany and then answer love myself. Thank you so much for listening, guys.
Love. 눈을 뜬다 어둠 속 나 심장이 뛰는 소리 났을 때 마주 본다 거울 속 나 겁먹은 눈빛 해묵은 질문
어쩌면 누군가를 사랑하는 것보다도 어려운 게 나 자신을 사랑하는 거야 솔직히 인정할 건 인정하자 네가 내 대전대들은 너에게 더 엄격하단 걸 네 삶 속에 굵은 나이트 내게 또한 너의 일부 너에게 이제는 나 자신을 용서하자 브레이킹 우리 인생은 길어 미러 속에서 난 미러 겨울이 지나면 다시 봄은 오는 거야
차가운 밤에 시선 전에 한 날 감추려 몹시 뒤척였지만 답은 없을지도 몰라 어쩜 이것도 답은 아닌 거야 그저 날 사랑하는 일조차 누구의 허락이 필요했던 거야 난 지금도 나를 또 찾고 있어 더는 죽고 싶지 않은 걸 슬프더면 아프더면 더 아름다움을
그래 그 아름다움을 있다고 하는 마음을 나의 사랑으로 가는 길 가장 필요한 나다움을 지금 나 위한 행복 바로 나 위한 행동 나 위한 태도 그게 나 위한 행복 I show you what I got 두렵진 않아 그건 내 존재니까 so.
시작의 처음부터 끝에 마지막까지 해답